dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Welcome back, my friends. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour on the Flip Side. The Flip Side brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. That's the toll-free number for Republic Trading Group. The web address is eaglesup.com. And as we mentioned before the last break, yours truly heading on a road trip starting tomorrow. I wonder what the gas prices are going to be. According to Market Watch, the snow is melting. The sun is shining across much of the country as warmer temperatures fill the air, and the promise of spring is in full bloom. But dark clouds may be on the horizon soon, however, as another hurricane season is approaching fast. But most estimates this year may not be as tame as 2006 was for the Gulf Coast and the energy markets. The hurricanes of 2004-2005 destroyed much of the Gulf Coast, created havoc in big energy states like Louisiana and Texas. And if forecasts are to believe, 2007 could be even worse. Predictions are rolling in almost daily now from various forecasters around the globe, all claiming that La Nina effect will increase the number of intensity of Gulf storms this hurricane season. Some are calling for as many as 17 storms that will hit along the Gulf Coast. Isn't that special? What is the crux of the article? Forget $3 gas, stand by and anticipate $4 a gallon gas. Oh, yay. but then again, we have no inflation. Gold futures made fresh gains today to close almost $6 an ounce higher for the week as developments in China and Iran punctuated the metal's appeal as a safe haven investment. Gold for April delivery closed at $663 an ounce in New York City. Safe haven status has been confirmed, said Neil Ryan. Oh, really? So how's gold been doing? Well, pretty good. We'll have that for you when we return.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, my friends. One of the missions going up to Round Rock. Time to change the bump music. Talking about gold as a safe haven and its status being confirmed, according to Neil Ryan, Director of Economic Research at Blanchard & Company. It says it's easy to forget that gold has had a 19% annualized return over the past 5 years. Precious metals are a diversification component, but one that has had some awesome returns the last 5 years, and we expect the trend to continue for another five. Prices have passed $700. Prices haven't yet passed $700 an ounce this year, because of the gold that has been dumped on the market in the past few weeks, Mr. Ryan said. Looking further ahead, gold prices will cross $700 in weeks and will quickly challenge the 730 May high without corresponding wicked correction, Ryan said, adding that gold has the potential to spike up to $800 by late fall. Financial markets continue to show concern about the tense standoff between Iran and the UK over the seizure of 15 British naval personnel a week ago. Crude oil futures Friday fell but ended the month higher. Well, these 15 British personnel that are being held by Iran, we've been seeing pictures of them on television, sitting around, eating food, looking healthy, not disheveled, none of them wearing hoods or connected to any electronic devices. I couldn't help it. You got to compare the pictures we saw at Abu Ghraib compared to the pictures we're seeing of the British hostages in Iran. And you know what upsets me more than anything else? Is the fact that I have to even question the ethics of the West when I see stories now. I mean, at one point there wasn't any question who you would believe, a politician from the West as opposed to either a politician from the East or, in this instance, politicians from the Middle East. See, that at one point there wasn't even a question who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. But now that whole thing's been blurred because we don't know. But it seems, ironically, that Iran is upholding its obligation to the Geneva conventions. I know some people have difficulty dealing with that one, but unfortunately, my friends, the facts are the facts. Deal with it and move on. Were they in Iranian waters? Who knows? Ever since the British got involved with the Middle East and redrew the maps of Persia, Mesopotamia, who knows where the border line is? It's always been a dispute between Iran and Iraq. You know, what's theirs and what's not theirs. And so, who do you believe? Do you believe the British by saying they were in Iraqi waters? Or do you believe the Iranians that say they were in Iranian waters? It's unfortunate. Anyway, here we are. How do we deal with it? How do we deal with the situation? Well, there's a number of things we could do that would solve the problem, but nobody has the political will, the political capital to do that. Just like politicians in Washington do not have the political will or the political capital to tell Americans the truth about the real state of the U.S. economy and where we are headed. They keep on a constant basis, repeating the same old lies over and over again. Don't worry about the subprime market. Those were just low-life people. Those were people who had no credit, and it was really a small part of the whole business. Oh, sure, we believe that one. We haven't even seen the beginnings of the unraveling of the subprime mortgage market, because there's not any subprime real estate. There's subprime everything. You think it doesn't affect cars as well? What happened to all these people that bought cars with the same subprime principle? For many years, we were screaming about these ads we used to see. You know, come on down. You know, if you're breathing, had a divorce, recent bankruptcy, we can put you in a new car tomorrow. So, are there a whole bundle of auto loans out there? Well, it's much easier, I guess, to repossess a car than it is to take back a house. And besides the fact, banks don't want to take back these houses. So now you end up with a glut of houses on the market, and it's starting to affect, obviously, higher-priced real estate homes. There are auctions going on in Colorado for $750,000 homes. People are just simply so upside down in their homes, they're moving away. And then when you listen to the people on Wall Street being optimistic about the power of the consumer to continue this expansion of the economies, to keep on spending, as George Bush always used to tell people, you know, whenever there's a bad situation, he always advises you to go shopping. Go out and spend. Well, they can't spend anymore. Because why? Because they have no equity left in the ATM, otherwise known as home equity. So how can the consumers, based on this Wall Street assumption, how can the consumer continue to carry the economy? He can't. Because he doesn't have any more equity left in his home. Whatever was there is taken out. You add that to a whole bunch of other things, which I don't want to... David Walker, I don't want to beat David Walker to death on this, but David Walker spelt it out in no uncertain terms. He's been on 60 Minutes. Nobody paid any attention to him. Ron Paul talks about it all the time. these unfunded liabilities that we have, the baby boomers starting to retire next year, Social Security is well, we all know it's a Ponzi scheme. It's upside down. Medicare is in the tubes by some $8 trillion. We are dealing with derivatives and exotic investment interests that you're looking at. Depends where you go. I mean, you can go with Jimmy Rogers, who says we have a $57 trillion derivatives nightmare that we are going to have to deal with at some time soon. Now, by the way, Jimmy Rogers also says that the rise of China and the change in the status of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency is having a profound effect on global demand. Jimmy Rogers believes the bull market for stock and bond markets is over and says investors should get into commodities. There's a long-term bull market in commodities which will extend to 2014 to 2022. He told this to Credit Suisse Asian Investment Conference. He was giving a keynote speech. His research indicated that the shortest commodity bull market lasted for 15 years, while the longest was 23 years. His own commodity fund index, which he set up on August 1st, 1998, has increased by 243% since then, whereas the S&P index over the same period has risen 43%. Furthermore, he asserted that whatever commodities were in the ascendancy, stocks and bonds were in decline and vice versa. He reckoned that the bull market for bonds in the 1980s and 1990s peaked out in 2003 and has been in the process of making a big top ever since. So I would urge all of you to go home and sell all your bonds. I know if some of you are bond managers, I would go home and look at it for another job, he advised the audience. It was the same for stocks, at least in the West. And by all classic valuations that had stood the test of time, price-earnings ratio, dividend yields, price-to-book ratios, stock markets are overvalued. The current stock market environment is similar to that of the 1970s, with big trading ranges, which some people were able to exploit successfully. But most people are not very good at this. They need to have a secular bull market when markets are rising all the time to make a lot of money, he warned. There's widespread ignorance of commodities, according to Rogers, which is reminiscent of the attitudes towards stocks and mutual funds some 30 years ago. This is reflective in the 70,000 mutual funds available to the public to invest in stocks and bonds compared with fewer than 50 commodity funds. The changes in global demand were taking place against a backdrop of the rise of China and the change in the status of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency. We had a guest on last week, an eminent teacher, teaches Chinese kids how to speak English. He notices a difference over there as compared to American kids. I mean, it's scary when you think about it. Anyway, stay tuned, my friends. A lot more to come. Your calls, if you want to call, let me give you the number, 800-313-9443. Don't say I don't invite you to call. On the flip side, we'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
To keep taking abuse from a friend who isn't kind. A friend in need, or the friend that you need who can help you through the troubled times. So reach on out, take the hold of my hand, let me know that you're ready to go. There ain't no dues, and you can leave your dues behind and have a little peace. Just a little peace of mind. Give me some peace. Peace of mind.
Oh yeah, don't we all wish for a little peace of mind? As Jimmy Rogers said, and as my guest said last week, people just do not understand China or the Chinese, or the rise of China into a world superpower. It's just the same as most people don't understand Iraqis, Shiites, Sunnis. It's an unfortunate thing, because you see, we don't study. Well, the education system, once again, comes under question, because we don't study foreign cultures or foreign countries to get a better understanding. Unfortunately, in the education system in America, the little mushheads are taught perfidious stuff. They adhere to the doctrines of political correctness, otherwise known as cultural Marxism. Typical case in point, last week, some school in Seattle banned Legos. Teachers said it was capitalist creation. They wanted to have a policy of social justice. So you've had generations of kids grown up that not only do not understand the world, have no concept of history or geography or math. Meanwhile, on the other side of the planet, the Chinese are exactly the opposite. These are people who adhere to strict discipline in the schoolroom, probably have corporal punishment, but the kids learn. The kids over there have a yearning to learn, to improve themselves, to get better. They're voracious learners. And you cannot even come close to comparing the academic achievements of Chinese children compared to American children. I mean, this should be a wake-up call for everybody. But it's too late. Because China has come a long way, my friend, since Deng Xiaoping's Open Door Initiative in 1978. And Jimmy Rogers says, they've got a long way to go still, don't get me wrong. He says, if you see problems in China, get on the phone and buy as much of it as you can, he urged his audience that he was giving a lecture to. Adding, it's something we need to understand because it's going to affect demand for lots of things and change the world as we know it. The growth in demand for commodities, particularly oil, was due to the demand from mainly China, followed by India. Does anybody understand India? Does anybody understand the history of India? Does anybody understand the division between Pakistan and India? Of course they don't. He says this is just the beginning. The demand by Asia hasn't even started yet. He said, noting that China per capita consumption of oil was a 14th of that of the United States and 1/10 of that of South Korea and Japan. With many of the world's major oil fields in decline, supply is tightening. Faced with the potentially huge increase in demand from China and India, prices are destined to rise. Can you save $5 a gallon gasoline? If the price of oil goes to $150 a barrel, they'll be drilling for oil on the White House lawn, he quipped. The shift in the U.S. from being a creditor nation in 1987 to being the biggest debtor nation in history with debts of $13 trillion would also have major repercussions for global demand. What is terrifying to me is that our foreign debt increases at the rate of $1 trillion every 15 months, Rogers said. The upheaval that would accompany the change in the dollar's reserve status would be similar to that which accompanied sterling's change in status some 60 years ago. Rogers said that, as it was U.S. policy to debase the currency, there would come a time when Asian countries, which were among the world's biggest creditors, would start to get out of dollars and put them into real assets that stood to appreciate, such as oil, gold, and other commodities. The U.S. dollar's only savior at this point is that it's being propped up by Asian central banks, which continued their support partly because it was government policy to do so and because partly of bureaucratic inertia. The chickens will come home to roost. It's not going to be pretty when this happens. And as I've said, my only advice, buy gold and lots of it. It's inevitable where we are headed. There's nobody in the current administration that's going to do it to stop it. And there's as much as I would like to say, there's a good potential for Ron Paul to become president. Unfortunately, for people to understand Ron Paul's message, they have to understand history.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. the American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Joining us online, funny I should mention, my guest from last week, he joins us on the phone. Dr. Noon, how are you doing, sir?
Hello?
How are you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm surviving. You know, last week, I just sort of did a stream of consciousness on China, and I thought, if you had a specific question, you know, that you wanted to ask me, it's only fair to let you talk some.
Well, you know, as Jimmy Rogers points out, one of the serious problems, which a lot of people won't understand until it's too late, is that by and large Americans do not understand China or the Chinese, and do not understand that China is quickly becoming and will become a world superpower, or the world superpower.
It may be very close to it now, really. You know, if you really get into the numbers. Now,
sure.
I have privy to Chinese numbers, which don't always hit. I would tell people, if you want to learn about China, there is an English thing online. They have their slant on things, but generally they don't editorialize, and that's ChinaDaily.com.
Right.
And news there, most of it is pretty straight. When it gets to the government, there's one thing you don't do in China, and that you don't badmouth the Central Committee. End of story. You don't do it.
Sure.
But everything else seems to be open game.
I'm sure George Bush would love to have a system like that in place, and he's attempting to do it. But I think I think ultimately if we were to correct our position with China today, it would take decades, because unfortunately, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, and you being an educator in China, the level of education amongst Chinese youth far exceed that of U.S. youth.
It does, even with the what I would say is the lower strata of kids, which now in China, since last year, absolutely, you must attend 9 years of school. Absolutely. I don't care. You're going to go to school, and you're going to study some English. Because, not because America is great, or the UK is great, or Australia is great, or Canada, but because it is still the language of business. English got to the business first, however you want to look at it in the history, but nevertheless, it is the language of business, so they want the kids to know that. Of course, a lot of kids study German and French.
Well, let me ask you another thing. The state of discipline within Chinese schools.
It's most Chinese schools, it's very strict. Now, I will tell you that we've gone through a little period here for a while in schools where schools were making money by getting those kids that didn't pass the state test. If you pass the state test, your education is paid for. But if you didn't, your parents would have to foot some of the bill. And so we got this little level of cheating coming in. And just to let you know, I will email you one of my attacks on it. I was probably one of the first people at Shanghai University to expel students for cheating. And boy, did I get hit by the dean. He said, we can't throw them out of school. I said, yes, we can. They cheated. Oh, no, you can't. I said, let me tell you something, and this is what you really need to understand, sir. When you can cheat or buy a degree, the degree becomes worthless. Now, if I let somebody cheat, he goes on, he cheats in his master's, and then he cheats in his doctorate, then my doctorate is no good. So last year, almost a year and a half ago when the school session closed, they had thrown 90 students out of school at Shanghai University for cheating. And it was 10 years ago that I threw out the first one. So they've come a long way. And there were humongous arguments amongst educators and administrators in China, and you could check it in the back issues and stuff of China Daily in English form, where they argued about the cheating problem. And for a long time, you know, cheating was you could slide by a certain way. A funny story. I'll tell you a funny story quickly. I came in, this is in 1998, and they have overhead fans in some of the big classrooms. There's no air condition. There's no heat in the winter at that time, nothing like that. I mean, but they have these overhead fans in the big classrooms. And I came in late at night. I was going to set up some stuff, and I noticed some of my students writing on the fan, putting cheat notes on the fan. So I didn't go into the room, and I saw some of them writing on the desk. See? So that night later, I had the guy that runs that building let me in, and I cleaned off the desk. And I left everything on the fan. So when I came in the next day, that they're looking around, you know, getting ready for this test, they're looking for the desk that they had written on. It's all clean. And then we get ready to start the test. And I said, it's warm in here. And I turned the fans on very slow. So they're rotating slowly. And these little heads are going around in circles trying to see it. And then I passed out the first stage, and I passed out the second stage. And I said, it is hot in here. Don't you think so? I turned that fan up, and I never saw so many kids just die in their seats. But, you know, if you allow it, it's here too. I mean, if you allow it. But it was bad for a while in China. And I think we, you know, with the help of a lot of other dedicated teachers in China, we've really sort of cut a line through this cheating, but you still have to make high grades. That's why they have to cheat. If you don't make good grades, you're nothing. So this goes back to the original thing. What is the discipline in the schools? You study as hard as you can.
Do they have
3, 4 o'clock in the morning?
Do they have corporal punishment?
To some degree. Now, I would tell you has the worst corporal punishment because I put an English department in Korea, South Korean school that's in China. Those students, if you act up in class, they're put in the hallway on their knees and their hands, and they stay there. I've never seen that. I have my own techniques, you know, for disruptive kids and stuff, and I've never really had a problem. But you have to understand, China is getting spoiled children as it becomes more opulent or more ostentatious with its money and its growth, and kids are getting more. They're getting spoiled the same way as, in the same manner that many of our kids are spoiled. But that's in the cities, not in the country. In the country, you do, and that's it. There's no such... The punishments are might be a little hard for a kid here to stand up to it. You might have to hold a couple buckets of water in your arms, you know, for a couple hours for causing trouble in class or something. I mean, there's different things like that. It depends on the teachers. I want you to know the teachers in the country don't get paid very much, like $40 a month. These are dedicated teachers, though. And this is the big problem. I'm just about ready, not quite finished, an article to the China Daily, actually to a friend of mine who writes for the China Daily, New Yu, because I'm concerned about the quality of education going down because they can't attract good teachers. Big problem here, I think.
We really go back.
The Second World War is when we really lost a lot of our good university teachers. They went off to fight.
Well, the universities have been taken over by the cultural Marxists.
Socialism, if not communism, in the university now.
And all your major campuses. And is it any wonder why we end up with the problems like we end up with the Justice Department? Because obviously we're talking about lawyers here, which we're obviously one of the criterias of getting a job as a U.S. attorney is you got to have good pedigree from one of the Ivy League colleges out there, and so subsequently these are the people that we are dealing with. This is why they've got problems right now with these various Justice Department officials.
And I can tell you, all you need to do is really get in and study what happens to corrupt officials in China when you're caught. There are a lot of them, but when they get caught, it's nasty. I mean, really, here, I remember, what was his name? Milka. Do you remember him? He was almost honored for what he stole.
Oh, yeah.
He was a hero. I mean, where's the value of your country, your people, your schools, your education, your churches when that guy is a hero? In China, I have noticed that slowly but surely, you know, they have very strong family values there. I mean, you take care of your parents. I'm here with my mother. And people think, oh, boy, it's so, you know, you take care of your mother. Look, that's the way I was raised. My father's gone. And there's no one to really care for her so that she can live in her house. You know how the expenses, it's horrible.
Sure.
You can't be rich enough to pay for all this. And when you're finished, the government will end up taking your house and everything and selling and doing whatever to take care of it. But for me, it was easy for me to accept the Chinese family values. And it's also why kids study so hard, because their first, if you ask a Chinese kid, what do you want to do? I want to make money. Well, what do you want to make money for? Well, I want to take care of my parents. They took care of me. And I said, well, that's fine and honorable, but let me tell you this. Getting educated to do a job that you hate will ruin everything in your future. It's better to do what you are interested in and make that money. And believe me, generally you make more money at what you're interested in.
Well, certainly.
But many of these kids will take a job that they hate. Then they're miserable husbands or miserable wives. They're horrible to their kids, and they stop caring about their parents. That comes along with lots of money moving. But remember, that's still the cities. Shanghai is fast-growing. You have to go downtown Shanghai. I was just right on the skirts of it, outside of it, towards Jardine. But you have to go downtown Shanghai every couple of weeks or you won't recognize it. You know, in 10 years, they put in all those overhead highways and everything. In 5 years, they had all of the major ones constructed. Another 5 years, all these arteries going everywhere. I mean, they build so fast. Those big cranes, they had more of those huge cranes for these tall buildings in Shanghai than any other place in the world.
Well, that's out of Dubai.
I wish I had stock in that company. You know, I don't know what that company is, but I wish I had stock in it. But now, I wouldn't buy stock for anything. And the I was finishing on a note when we closed the last time, which is the Chinese are allowed to buy gold now, and they do.
Oh, sure.
But they have bought silver for ages. Have you ever seen the Tibetan girls before they get married? They carry their whole body is covered with silver. That's their fortune.
Oh, certainly. It's very similar to the Indians.
Same way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But silver is money in Asia. Always has been.
Yes.
And their belief system in gold is unfortunately, well, fortunately or...
Well, it was hindered for a number of years, the gold system in China.
Well,
but
sure.
It's quite open now.
But obviously through booms and busts of their currencies is the reasons why Asians and a lot of Europeans for that matter have a lot more faith and a lot more understanding about gold than Americans do, because Americans have never gone through a quote unquote series of boom and busts with the U.S. dollar.
We've never had that inflation at that. The German level, I call it the German level, where you had that wheelbarrow of fiat money to get a loaf of bread. We've never been there. But I really, personally, you know, as just a person that does research in a lot of different fields, all the different fields are in a cross-curriculum of things that I'm called upon to research or talk about. In that whole cross-section, you are looking at things pointing to the same thing, whether it's in agricultural, international agricultural movement, or whether it's in international management or international marketing. Everyone is getting this growing fear of the dollar.
And rightly so. I mean, I did a story earlier this week, the problem that the U.S. is having with North Korea is not so much about North Korea's nuclear ambitions, although that's what the stated goal is, but more importantly is the concern about North Korea producing what they call super dollars that the Secret Service can't even tell the difference between real or phony $100 bills. So, you know, I'm sure I could be speculating on this, but I would assume that $100 Federal Reserve notes in Asia come under immediate scrutiny.
They do. You have to take them. In China, you have to take your U.S. You can change it in most banks, but if you have a lot of large currency, you generally take it to on the bond to the China National Bank and, you know, convert it. You get your best rates, et cetera, there. But they have like three different little machines the last time I was there to check a dollar bill with.
No.
It's really not a bill. It's a note. A bill is paid to a specific person, which makes the Treasury bill illegal because it's paid to bearer. So by definition, the Treasury bill is illegal.
Well, that doesn't shock or amaze me. Can you hang on for a final segment?
Sure.
Okay, my friend. We'll take this break and be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Welcome back, my friends. Final segment for this Friday before I head out on my road trip. We are speaking with Dr. William Noon, a man eminently qualified to speak about China, which, by the way, Ben Bernanke, testifying before Congress this week, was quite proud to tell the Congress critters that he expects the U.S. economy to grow at 2% this year. China's central bank estimates that the nation's economy will grow at 10% this year.
10.72.
Yes. Big difference.
They're trying to get it back. They want to get it to 8. They're doing certain economical measures. to try and bring it down so they don't get this inflation. As I said last week, my little girl who's up north and above Beijing, her family, who's basically on a fixed income, or and salaries don't move very high in these areas, but the food and certain things have the prices increased. Well, this is not something basically that China wants to do to its people. I really don't know how to explain that part of it. I'm definitely not communist, but and I wouldn't say that I'm socialist, but this socialism with Chinese characteristics seems to be working more for people than our system that I am living in here right now. And it's easy to point out, you know, the different factions. What are we doing for our farmers? Well, we're putting them out of business. We're going to put...
We're telling them to grow corn now because we're going on to an ethyl-based system, but unfortunately the price of corn has gone so high that it's affecting everything else that we are dealing with.
And you don't need corn. You can use something else. There's all kinds
You can use sugar cane. Many countries, South Africa included, developed, obviously, turning... sugar cane into fuel oil. corn is not, but then again, it's obviously part and parcel of the program that George Bush has been on and promoting of late, and that we can solve our energy crises by growing corn. So I guess people just bought into that, and there we are.
See, I really, when I look at it, even before I came back, it's looking more and more like up there in D.C., they are not of the people, they are definitely not for the people, and they don't seem to be by any of the people that I know. And it sort of worries me, because that's an old Chinese saying, you know, of the people, by the people, and for the people, because that's a couple thousand years old. And I think Lincoln used it, and he was well-read in a lot of this. These history books that were available at that time when he was able to read and study. But nevertheless, Jiang Zemin said that. And I believe Hu Jintao is trying to keep it that way.
Well,
show me where I'm wrong. That's why I say, if I'm wrong, show me.
Okay, you got it. Hey, thanks, Doc. I appreciate you coming on.
It's always good to talk to you, Robbie.
Thank you,
sir. Let's go buy some gold. Let's go. Let's get some.
Thanks,
take
sir.
Care. Bless you.
All right, my friends. Well, I hope you have a great weekend, my friends, in spite of the government. I'm looking forward to this weekend because I'm on the road heading to the mothership where I'll be broadcasting from all of next week. Yes, if you're in Round Rock, you can come down and say hi. I may even sell you some gold. Till Tuesday. See you, bye.